within our society. Some people are competitive by nature, and that they're individualistic, and that they're selfish.
And you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last couple songs that we played for you were Cherry Picks, Rosie, a nice moody piece for you from their latest release, Pretty Thing. And the last song we played for you was Deep Ecology by Garden Collective, and that was from their EP, The Flowers Are Blooming in Antarctica. Both those bands are local, and if you happen to want to have your music played on Oh No Radio, chances are I'll give it a spin, and the best way to get at me is to go to Oh No No Radio over on Instagram. Send me a direct message with your music, and I'll be happy to play it. A big part of what we do here on Oh No Radio is supporting local independent music. And yeah, if you are a music maker, that means you. Up next, we got a trio of songs for you, starting off with Juniper Smile. This Nanaimo-based band just put out their latest EP, Letters to Your Lovers, and the song is His New Girlfriend. Following that, we're going to be playing some Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. Hey, that's me. My band just put out an EP, Graces, in late September of last year, and the song is Crustin'. And following that, we're going to be playing some Decom for you. The song is Foreign Concepts from their latest release, Sentiment.
Today, he's with his new girlfriend. I saw my ex today. He's looking really cool, and I'm thinking about the times when it was just us two. I saw my ex today.
Hey folks, this is Joey Chaos, and we are coming up to the end of today's episode of Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last three songs we played for you were Juniper Smile with His New Girlfriend. Following that was the song Crustin' by my own band, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts. And the last one we listened to was Foreign Concepts, the latest from DCOM off of their album Sentiment. And before we get to the last song of today's show, just a quick reminder to stay tuned for the shows coming up next. Slumber Party at 6 p.m. featuring talk and music highlighting female artists. At 7 p.m. we have Sociologic exploring sociology and logic. And from 8 to 10 p.m. we have Bitcoover featuring chiptune and video game culture. And if you're just tuning in, this is it for Oh No Radio on this time slot. We're going to be taking a month-long hiatus, and starting March 7th, we're going to be moving to our new time slot at 9 p.m. on Fridays. It's a very exciting time slot. Looking forward to it. And yeah, I always liked evening slots on the radio. It's like a good time for music. This is a dedicated music show featuring music from predominantly Vancouver and the surrounding area. And yeah, I'm really excited to be moving into that Friday night slot. And I hope some of you make it over to the Friday night slot to listen as well. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to today's show. The last track we have for you is Feel Life by Aura Kogan from her release, or the band's release, Formless, which came out in 2023. But this song has stuck with me ever since hearing it. And I think we're all feeling a little bit formless right now because there's a lot going on right now. Anyways, I hope you're all doing well. Take care. Be good to each other. And bye-bye.
Thank you. put on your show, but I'm not booking. Don't want you coming around. Don't want you checking in. Don't want you to see how I'm doing. Don't want you to know how I've been. This is so nice. It's more like relentless. We were good once, had it made in the shade. But you can't make up all the mistakes you made. Don't want you coming around. Don't want you checking in. Don't want you to see how I'm doing.
This is Bird Note. An expert woodcarver is hard at work, preparing a picnic. This pileated woodpecker is hammering its massive chisel of a bill against the trunk of a cedar tree, making large rectangular incisions, some nearly a foot long. Inside, if she's lucky, are thousands of delicious black carpenter ants. And this woodpecker is perfectly equipped to harvest the treasure she's uncovered. She has a sticky tongue that's more than 5 inches long that she stretches into the trunk, lapping up hundreds of ants and swallowing them whole. Ants make up more than half of her diet. Woodpeckers, as a group, eat far more ants than most other birds do. Many other vertebrates tend to avoid ants because of their stings or because of the noxious chemicals they contain, like formic acid. Another member of the woodpecker family, the northern flicker, is known to have ingested over 5,000 ants in one sitting. So while the pileated woodpecker and northern flicker will eat lots of different kinds of insects and berries, there's nothing quite like a feast of ants. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Moose are the giants of northern forests, but in some areas they're threatened by tiny creatures called winter ticks. In fall, the tick larvae hide in the brush and wait for animals like moose to climb onto. Steve Cote, a biologist at Laval University in Quebec, says that by winter, some moose end up covered by thousands of ticks sucking their blood.
And it's itchy, so they will scratch a lot on trees, and they will lose hair. They're not eating, and they become weaker and weaker.
For moose calves, tick infestations can be deadly. So to investigate how much the ticks affect moose calf survival, Cote's team treated some calves with anti-tick pesticides while leaving others alone. Just 7% of the treated moose died, compared with 40% of those that were untreated. As the climate warms, winter ticks are growing more common in some areas, so the threat to moose is growing. Treating every animal with pesticide would be impossible, as it requires capturing each moose with a net shot from a helicopter. Forest managers can also try to limit tick habitat, but so far there's no simple solution that can protect moose from these tiny bloodsuckers.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change,